And we're going to do plate bills. I think everybody's figured that out today. And the first one up is 2655. So I'll open the hearing on 2655. And Patrick, a little rundown.
Yes, Chair. I believe this bill was heard in when the committee went to Bend. Is that correct? Yes, this was first heard at the Bend meeting. It allows ODOT to issue a group license plate for an organization that promotes prevention and suppression of wildfires and to seek federal approval to use the likeness of Smokey the Bear, fond childhood memories there, on such plates. It stipulates that such plates would contain words or images to promote education and public education of the public concerning prevention and suppression of wildfires. This bill, as with all the other bills, has a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. And also in your packets are the 2655-1 amendments, which I believe were also distributed at the Bend hearing.
Okay, McDonald, I don't know if it's H.A.
Mac, sir.
Mac McDonald. Okay, Mac.
Mr. Chair, yeah. I have a quick question before you go on now. And hopefully you can clarify this for me. Is this Smokey the Bear or Smokey Bear?
Ma'am, I don't know. I'm here representing veterans. And now that representing Burley's gotten here, are you going to declare a conflict? I understand you used to dress up as Smokey Bear.
Yes, I did. No, I'm not.
Okay, Mac, we'll try to be serious.
Representative Gilman, members of the committee, my name is Matt McDonald. I represent Oregon veterans and veterans organizations. 2665 would like to see a dash amendment on page 2, line 1, reading Purple Heart and Prisoner War Plates will be issued for the life of the veteran with no renewal required.
I think you're testifying on the wrong.
No, that's the bill.
Although 2665.
2655. 2655.
I'm sorry.
That's perfectly all right.
Wrong,
we'll call you up in a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Actually, Mr. Chair, I don't think we're hearing 2665 today.
Yes. So, yeah, I guess you could go ahead and do it.
Is it before our committee?
Yeah. I'll just close 2655 and open.
It's not on the agenda.
Right.
Perhaps, if I may, perhaps he's here to speak about 2887, which is the Support Our Troops registration plate. Mm-hmm. Is that the one?
I can talk on that one, too. That's the other one I signed up for.
Well, I think we better wait until then.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll stay with the 2655 open. And Mary Ellen Holly. Charlie, you want to come up too?
No, but you know, it struck me because he referred to me. The first thing to see my Director of Veterans Affairs. I mean, so.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Thank you for another opportunity to come before you again in support of House Bill 2655, the Smokey Bear license plates. Since we have testified before you before, I don't have a lot to add, but I would like to say that Smokey Bear is the most recognized icon, second only to Santa Claus in the United States, and thus in the state of Oregon. Smokey Bear is loved universally, and we know by the discussions with and reactions from a lot of the public that we have talked to in the last month as we traveled around the state to the Forest Protective Association meetings, that we have a tremendous amount of support for this bill. The end result of its passage would be a dramatic increase in wildfire prevention awareness and education, and a vivid reduction in the numbers of unwanted human-caused wildfires. I would like to point out that Keep Oregon Green's plate is one of a group plate program and would bring no cost to the general fund or to the state, as KOG is responsible for those costs. As one of you said to me, it would be un-American not to support Smokey Bear and his efforts to reduce wildfires in this great state of Oregon. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would you please elaborate a little bit more on the group plate? You said this was a group plate program, and so there's no cost to the general fund. Would you elaborate on that, please?
Absolutely. It's our understanding that we will be responsible for putting up $10,000 in the beginning. We have to sell 1,000 license plates in the first year in order to get that $10,000 back. In addition to that, we have been told that it would be approximately $8,000 up front for the cost of producing the vinyl decal that goes on the plates.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate your comments that Smokey Bear is, you said, the second most recognized. Everybody loves Smokey Bear, but are you cleared that with the Walt Disney Company? But is it the second most recognizable? Just a comment.
Actually, you'll be seeing Smokey Bear come back this year with Bambi.
All right.
Yes.
Questions over here. Sure.
Just a comment. I plan to get one, and I usually don't do things like that. I have my Swedish sticker, which is a Dala horse, which everybody in Sweden recognizes. And I'll put Smokey on the other side of that plate. Any chance I could get another mug? Mine got left in the car, and my husband pulled his fishing rod out, and it came attached to the mug and smashed.
What are we talking about?
Well, see, it was
there.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I will get the rest of you some mugs, too.
If you'd been there, you would have received a wonderful little gift bag, too.
Thank you. Yes, okay, Charlie.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'll be even briefer. Just wanted to reaffirm the Department of Forestry's strong support for this bill and give the opportunity for folks that weren't there at Bend or any others to ask any questions.
Questions?
Well, just a quick, how many licenses do you expect possibly to sell? Do you have any idea?
Thousands.
Thousands?
Okay. Thousands.
It'll be big.
Mr. Chair, I testified to this at the other hearing, but just within the Department of Forestry, where there are 600 permanent employees, we did a quick poll and found that we'd be able to account for at least 210 sets of plates out of those folks within the first two-year period. There's some 5,000 or so federal firefighting employees that we expect to participate at similar percentages, and that's not even looking out into the general public, and these plates would be available to everyone. So that's why we're optimistic that they'll be a popular item.
Mr. Chair, if I could add just one more thing. We have a partnership going with Big Town Hero Restaurants, and they have agreed to help us with these license plates, too, by putting a large picture of it in their restaurants to remind people of their individual responsibility for wildfire prevention and that they could do this by purchasing these license plates.
Okay. Thank you. I think that's all the questions. And Robin, do you want to come up now or do you want to wait for all plates? What are,
no, I'll
come on up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I submitted testimony for the Bend hearing, but I did not present that, so I think I will go over that with you and answer any questions you have. As amended, House Bill 2655 creates a new license plate with a Smokey Bear image. The proceeds for this plate are directed to the Keep Oregon Green Association for use in promoting the prevention of wildfires in Oregon. The plates would be issued under DMV's group plate program. Group plates are fundraising mechanisms made available to various organizations through the collection of a surcharge over normal vehicle registration fees. The legislature has authorized group plates for nonprofit groups meeting the qualifications for tax-exempt status under 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code, veterans groups, and institutions of higher ed. Group plates raise revenue for their sponsoring organizations. The group's surcharge is paid by individuals when they first purchase the group's plate and again when they renew the registration. The legislature has set levels of surcharge for different types of groups. In each case, the amount of the revenue turned over to the group is net of DMV's administrative expenses. House Bill 2655, as amended, authorizes the department to collect a surcharge of $8 per plate per year. That'd be $32 every 2 years, $64 every 4 years. It requires a new group plate to contain the words that promote the prevention of wildfires in Oregon and have an image of Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear. So, which most people don't know. They want to call him Smokey the Bear. It's like calling me Robin the Freeman. So I pointed that out to someone. Not that that's a bad thing. I kind of like the title, but he is Smokey the Bear. Okay, back to the bill. Requires that only plates with an image of Smokey Bear may be used to promote the prevention of wildfires in Oregon, and it requires the group requesting the plate, Keep Oregon Green, pay all fees required for the use of the image of Smokey Bear. Authorizes the department to discontinue issuance of a plate with the Smokey Bear image if the use of the image is no longer authorized by the federal government. And it specifies that the Keep Oregon Green account, if the Keep Oregon Green account ceases to exist, the department may no longer issue the plate with an image of Smokey Bear. It requires the State Forestry Department and Keep Oregon Green to apply for federal government's permission to use the Smokey Bear image on a group license plate. And it prohibits the department from issuing Smokey Bear plate if any time the department determines that the use of Smokey Bear image is not authorized by the federal government. Issues and concerns that the department has. License plates are for the identification of vehicles. They perform poorly as fundraising mechanisms. While some higher ed plates, OSU and UFO, have been profitable for their respective groups, other groups average about $4,900 in revenue during the 2004 year. The 2003 legislature established rules for the group plate program. These include a $10,000 application fee for a new group and criteria to determine the group is active. Active groups must sell 1,000 plates during the first year to qualify for a refund of the application fee and sell at least 500 plates to be considered active. DMV will order new plates for active groups when the supply of plates on hand is depleted. DMV will continue to issue plates for inactive groups until the supply is exhausted. DMV carried an inventory of group plates for 30 groups in its group program in 2003. Only six groups remain active under the criteria adopted by the 2003 legislature. This bill authorizes a new group to use an image. Plates with words may not contain expressions of political opinion or religious belief. The department does not have the same authority to limit logos or images used on group license plates as it does with words. Currently, only higher ed and Purple Heart veterans have the statutory authority to use an image or logo on a group license plate. Higher ed has been limited to using only their institution's logo or mascot. The Purple Heart veterans have been authorized to use an image of the Purple Heart medal. And I'll add one more comment. On the back, before I go on to the table that's on the back, Smokey Bear maybe number two in the nation, I don't know, as far as popularity, but Ohio has this plate. It's almost exactly the same plate. They started selling the plate February 14th, and we've been tracking their sales. The last time we checked sales was April 7th, and they have sold a total of 71 plates. Now, to be fair, Ohio does not have the streamlining and process that Oregon has in place now. So that plate competes, and I counted twice, but there's so many plates on their website, about 40 plates. So they have let plates go wild, is what I call it, on their web, according to the website. And so it is competing with a lot more plates than Smokey Bear would compete with in Oregon. And I don't know if they have a force, so don't ask me that question, but I could find out if you really want to know. But just as a note, we have been tracking, because that's the only other state that we are aware of that has basically the same plate. The I believe it's a little different coloring, but it's, for all intents and purposes, it looks the same. On the last page of my testimony, I've attached our special and group plate totals for the current biennium, and this was updated the first week of April. And as you can see, we started out with a lot of plates, and we are now down to the plates that are listed in bold. And these do also contain the specialty plates that are currently under issue. It gives you an idea of, one, who they'll be competing against, and two, the numbers that we're actually seeing as far as plates. And I guess I would say that professional firefighters are on this list. They are still active. They sold this biennium 747 plates, and they've received this biennium $6,615. And with that, thank you, and I'll take questions.
Questions? Oh, we've got a couple over here. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That very top category you list on that chart, you have to explain what custom plates are compared to all the rest of those.
Custom plates are robin number one on any specialty plate or a tree plate. Excuse me, Representative Gilman and Representative Hunt.
If I could follow up, so yours says Robin the Freeman, you can fit all that on.
Chair Gilman, Representative Hunt, no, I believe you're limited to seven.
So if I could follow up, so the $3 million that was transferred under that category, that's transferred to what?
Plate, I'm going to call it my professional that I have here today, Lana Culley, to join me. She's our vehicle manager, vehicle programs manager. Revenues per plate is up to, do you know where the revenues go?
Is that for
the custom plates?
For these groups?
Just
for the plate. Just custom plates? That goes to the litter fund for custom plates. The $50 custom fee that you pay goes to the litter fund.
Yes.
My name is Lana Culley from DMV, just for the record.
Yes, Representative Boone.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question, Robin, is help me understand with these. I understand the revenue transferred, and the revenue transferred other than the custom plates with each of every one of these is to the organization that's represented in the left-hand column. Is that that's correct?
Chair Gilman, Representative Bruin, yes.
Okay. Help me follow up.
Yes.
Help me understand. You've got the cost recovered column, and basically my question is this. Can we tell by looking at this, or can you give us just a verbal rundown of how many of these or which of these are a true hard cost to the state or not? I realize some of them don't provide any revenue to the state because they're low, but are we actually, is DMV actually incurring a cost? Are they upside down on any of these plates? And is there a break-even point for plate sales?
Chair Gilman, Representative Bruin, these are the costs to DMV. Now, do we have any costs that aren't covered? I don't believe we do. At this time, we don't. And the break-even cost, I think every plate is different. It depends on how it's configured, when we order, how many of them are actually purchased, the administrative fees. So I think that would be very distinct to the plate, but I will follow up on that for
you. Okay, thank you.
Good.
Well, that was just my question. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to add, the only time that it costs us anything is if the group is invalidated because they're not selling enough, and then we continue to sell those plates for a period of time, but after a few years, if they're only selling one or two a month,
mm-hmm.
we will sometimes surplus those plates, and we've already paid for them, so that's where we would lose. But it'd be very small, very minor.
Mr. Chair, can you demonstrate, though, is I guess what I'm trying to get at, is there a number of plates that have to be sold to get you upside down or right side up, as you want to look at? I mean, if you're selling, you mentioned, Robin, you and I have talked about how many plates on some of the ones that don't perform very well sell in a year, and I don't remember exact numbers, but, I mean, as low as 100, 150 a year in some of these. My question is that costing the state money to do that when these plates have great ideas, but they're not selling?
Chair Gilman, Representative Bruin, they aren't. They're just taking up space and the ongoing administration. But we take our costs off the top and we charge a fee when they come in, and then our costs come off the top of that fee.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Did you have a question, Representative Bruin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So in the existing, in the law right now, as it reads under 805-205, the group plates for institution of higher education, for example, DMV collects a surcharge of $8 per plate. And that's what you recover your costs from and then transfer that out to the group, correct? But, for example, with veterans, it's $250, and I think it's probably, why do we have a difference in all those surcharges?
Chair Gilman, Representative Burley, there are only two surcharges. It's either the veterans or the higher ed, so there's two. And the nonprofit. They're the same as the nonprofit, excuse me. I'm sorry, could you repeat your question so I can...
the reason I asked the chair earlier is we were going to have a hearing on all these bills at one time, because if you go down through all of these bills that we're having hearings on today, this one, for example, doesn't touch the $8 surcharge that's currently in the code. But the next one, for example, puts in a $30 surcharge. Another one, $15, another one, $10. And I try to look for in this is where's the consistency in our policy and how we do this.
Chair Gilman, Representative Burley, I think this bill is a group plate, so it's going on a tree plate, which is our main issue plate that we issue. So. And the costs are paid up front by the nonprofit group. So the surcharges are much lower. When we talk about the specialty plates, we're entering a different realm. And those are paid by the general fund. We have different scenarios for each plate. When we get to that, it's just a whole different ball game. Those have a very specific design and different function. So
thank you very much.
I hope that helps.
Great. Further questions? No. We may have you back.
Excuse me.
Okay. Anyone else on 2655? Anyone want to testify on 2165? Close the hearing on 2165. Open the hearing on 2809. Patrick?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2809 creates a Choose Life special registration plate. Imposes a $30 fee for the plate and directs that monies from the surcharge to be transferred to counties for distribution to organizations that provide services to pregnant women committed to placing their children for adoption. It appropriates the Department of Transportation funds for the purpose of initiating the program and authorizes the department to offer four special registration plates simultaneously.
Thank you. And Laura? Do you want both of you? Okay. Looks like three. That's good. Andrea and... Do we have Treasurer there, too? Oh, good. Okay. Let's see. You're opposed. I guess I don't have anybody in favor of this plate. Go. I don't know who's going to start.
I'll start. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Maura Roach, and I'm the lobbyist for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon. And we appreciate the opportunity to testify today in opposition to House Bill 2809, which creates special license plates proclaiming Choose Life. House Bill 2809 mandates that the revenue from the sale of these plates be transferred to counties and distributed to non-governmental nonprofit organizations that only provide services to pregnant women committed to placing their children up for adoption. At Planned Parenthood, we support a woman's right to make her own personal decisions related to unintended pregnancy, and we provide information and referrals to women who choose adoption. But having said this, we also believe that this is an attempt to establish Choose license plates is not just a simple endorsement of adoption. This proposal mirrors efforts in other states to support specific anti-choice activity. If this were truly about the promotion of adoption, a license plate proclaiming support adoption would fit the intent of the bill. The bill specifically eliminates organizations that are involved in or associated with abortion activities, including counseling, referral, or other abortion-related medical procedures, from receiving funds generated by the sale of these plates. It's unconstitutional for a state to disqualify a potential recipient of funds because of the constitutionally protected activity engaged in by that recipient. The exclusion of organizations providing a complete range of legal, reproductive, and pregnancy options or referrals demonstrates the true intent of the bill. The Choose Life license plate bills have been sought in at least 12 other states, and in nearly all these states, there has been costly litigation. Production of the plates has been permanently enjoined in both South Carolina and Louisiana and by court order, and the case in South Carolina was challenged all the way to the Supreme Court, which let stand the Fourth Circuit Court's ruling that by authorizing a special license plate bearing the message Choose Life, but refusing to authorize a special plate with a pro-choice message was discrimination on the basis of viewpoint and a violation of the First Amendment. For Planned Parenthood, providing complete, medically accurate, unbiased information to each woman is our utmost priority, and this legislation penalizes organizations like Planned Parenthood while masking an anti-choice agenda as the promotion of adoption. For these reasons, we oppose the bill, and we urge you not to move the bill forward. And I want to thank you very much for allowing me to testify today.
Thank you. I think we'll do all three of you then do questions.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Chairman Gilman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Treasurer Mackley, and I'm the field director for NARAL Pro-Choice Oregon, and today is my first time testifying before a committee. So, I'm here today representing more than 5,000 men and women from across the state of Oregon, asking you to oppose House Bill 2809. By creating a special Choose Life registration plate, this bill would require the Department of Transportation to appropriate state funds to clinics that do not offer the full range of reproductive options, whether through services or counseling. As written, this legislation details that a county cannot distribute any of the money from the Choose Life license plates to an organization that charges for its services or to an organization that is involved in or associated with abortion activities, including counseling for or referrals to abortion clinics, providing abortion-related medical procedures, or advertising for abortion activities. In this form, funds collected from the Choose Life license plate fund could not be distributed to county health departments or any organization that receives Title X funding. Funding clinics that do not provide the full range of reproductive options inserts the state, specifically the Department of Transportation, into funding clinics with a political agenda. This legislation seeks to undermine a woman's constitutionally protected right to choose by fiscally rewarding nonprofit clinics that deny women information on the full range of reproductive options. Furthermore, this legislation denies funds to organizations that provide counseling or services in the case of saving the life of the mother. This legislation does not promote adoption. It is not sound public policy, and for these reasons, I ask you to oppose House Bill 2809. Thank you.
Chair Gilman, members of the committee, Andrea Meyer, Legislative Director for the ACLU of Oregon. Let's just remember that the last time I was here, I did testify in support of something before this committee. But again, back to the usual pattern. As an organization that is committed to both the defense of freedom of speech and the women's reproductive rights, the ACLU of Oregon does oppose House Bill 2809. Under case law, we are confident that it would be found to violate both the Oregon Constitution's free expression provision, Article 1, Section 8, and the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. With the passage of this bill, the Oregon legislature would effectively designate Oregon's license plates at a minimum as a limited public forum to convey any political message. Once a state creates a forum where viewpoints are expressed, it must be viewpoint neutral. If the state chooses license plates as a forum for speech, it cannot discriminate against any viewpoint. If there's any question as to the viewpoint of this proposed license plate, it is clarified in Sections 3, Subsection 2, which has already been described in terms of where the monies cannot be allocated. The government may not make a person's access to the forum contingent on which side of an issue a person supports. It may not adopt a regulation of speech because of agreement or disagreement with the message it conveys. But under this proposal, the government does just that. It would be providing anti-choice drivers with an opportunity to express their message on the state's license plates, but it would not allow pro-choice drivers to the same opportunity. As explained by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, quote, in the license plate forum, the state has authorized the expression of only one position, in the abortion debate, thereby promoting the expression of one viewpoint, pro-life, while preventing the expression of the other viewpoint, pro-choice. This is unconstitutional. Close quote. Several federal courts have invalidated similar specialty schemes as unlawful viewpoint discrimination and have struck down nearly identical Choose Life license plate statutes. And Wednesday of this week, the ACLU of Ohio filed suit to challenge that state's Choose Life license plate. Once the decision has been made to permit one political slogan, other competing ideas must be afforded the opportunity to utilize the same state-sponsored forum. Abortion is one of the more divisive public issues in our society, producing the most passionate debate and sadly sometimes extending even to violence. If drivers desire to express their opinions on this topic, they can and should utilize bumper stickers and other non-state-sponsored methods of communications. And we know as we drive around this state and we pass cars that plenty of people are taking us up on that offer. Unfortunately, House Bill 2809 runs afoul of both the Oregon Constitution and the federal Constitution. And as I've mentioned, across the country, these proposals have been struck down and as a result have resulted in costly litigation, which we would anticipate could happen and would happen here. As such, we urge you not to proceed with House Bill 2809. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Yes,
Representative. Just a quick question of Treasurer. Did you ever imagine your wildest dreams that your first testimony would be before the Transportation Committee?
I don't think so, but I'm glad to be here.
Chair Hunt, Representative Gilman, I just have to tell you that the first time I testified in this body, it was on Nude Dancing. And I never figured it would be that.
For or against? No.
But was it at the Transportation Committee?
Right.
Chair Gilman, Representative could have been.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Anyone? Oh, Robin, do you want to chime in on this one? I suppose you need something for the record, huh?
Chair Gilman, members of the committee, again, for the record, Robin Freeman, Oregon Department of Transportation, and I will be in front of you for all of these bills. Plates are us, so here I will be here. House Bill 2809 establishes a new specialty registration plate called the Choose Life Registration Plate. The bill appropriates money from the general fund to the department to pay for the plate design and startup costs. Reimbursement to the general fund must be made no later than June 30, 2007. Proceeds from this plate are directed to counties for distribution to non-governmental or non-profit organizations that provide services to pregnant women committed to placing their children up for adoption. Proceeds will be returned to each county in proportion to the amount of surcharge collected for that county. Legislation was passed in 2003, Senate Bill 508, to limit the number of specialty plates that may be offered to no more than three at one time. This is done as a regulatory streamlining effort to address the proliferation of special plates, which had become cumbersome for the department to administer. The numerous plate designs also were making it difficult for Oregon law enforcement and the public to readily identify a plate as an Oregon plate. The purpose of the plate is to identify the vehicle and to ensure registration fees have been collected. The department currently offers Salmon, Crater Lake, and Cultural Trust plates. The chart below shows the number of specialty plates shown sold this biennium and the amount of money distributed. Sales of these plates are quite low in comparison to the tree plate, which are $659,989 so far this biennium. Whenever a new specialty plate is offered, sales of existing specialty plates decrease. For example, the Salmon plate issuance has dropped 38% since DMV started issuing Crater Lake plates in August of 2002. If you'll notice, I don't know if anyone has any questions on the table, but I will say that the surcharge fees are set by the nonprofit groups or the groups coming forward. That those are not set by the legislature. They're put in statute by the legislature, but they do set those fees. the impact to the department. The bill requires the department to offer four specialty plates. The plates will have their own unique configuration and be available as custom plates. These plates will be issued to passenger vehicles only. DMV will work with a graphic artist to design the new plate. Startup costs include design of the plate, production setup costs, computer programming to add the new plate to the DMV system. The general fund will appropriate $121,021 to the department to pay these startup costs, since these costs cannot be paid out of our highway fund. Once the plates are available, DMV collects a $60 surcharge fee whenever the plates are issued or registration is renewed, regardless of whether the registration is at initial, is an initial four-year or two-year registration. The surcharge fees will be held in an account until enough fees have been collected to repay the general fund appropriation. All remaining fees collected will be transferred to counties for distribution. Issues and concerns of the department. Section 3 of the bill needs to be clarified. Section 3 implies that the county is collecting surcharge fees, but Section 2 states the department is collecting the surcharge fee when the plate is issued. DMV has assumed the surcharge will be collected by the department and transferred to the counties in proportion to the amount of surcharge collected based on county of residence. Because of the length of time to design the new plate and complete computer programming, the plates will not be available until January 1, 2007. DMV will need to sell approximately 2,000 plates to collect enough surcharge fees to repay the general fund, which could take at least 13 months. Based on past sales of other specialty plates, it is unlikely that enough money will be collected to completely pay back the general fund by June 30, 2007. DMV has not been responsible for the design of specialty plates. The group requesting the new specialty plate has been responsible for determining the design of the plate, with DMV having final approval. DMV works with law enforcement to ensure readability of the final plate design. And with that, I will take any questions.
Questions? Nope.
Well, I wanted to comment just quickly on the general fund requirement. Does that require this bill then to go to Ways and Means?
I am assuming, Chair Gilman, Representative Boone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks.
Any other questions? All right. Anyone else testify on 2809? Hearing on 2809 and open a hearing on 2887. And Jim?
They all go to Ways and Means.
And they all go. Yeah. So that's not.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2887 creates new provisions. It requires the Department of Transportation to create a special Support Our Troops registration plate.
Yes.
Thank you. Mac, now we'll try it again.
Chairman Gilman, members of the committee, my name is Matt McDonald, representing Oregon Veterans. What a difference 52 years makes. When I came back from Korea, my God, in this country, no one knew there was a war going on. And the three times I came back from Vietnam, we knew there was a war going on, but we were at the end of it. Mm-hmm. 2887 is a wonderful bill to support our troops. We'd like to see a couple of amendments to it. And I'm sure the lady from the Department of Transportation will be up here to answer questions. But we'd like to see on page 2, line 44, a new sentence stating that Oregon veterans plates be eliminated from the 500 required per year per sale. An example, in 2003, 39 plates were sold for the 1st Marine Division. In 2004, 38 plates were sold. These men are currently fighting in Iraq. How do I tell a soldier that comes back, a Marine that comes back from Iraq, if he doesn't rate a plate, his father rated? Purple Heart plates, we have 126 sold in 2003, 130 sold in 2004. We currently have Oregon soldiers that are wounded in action. How do we tell them, no, you don't rate it? If you eliminate the plate because of 500, veterans are going to be out of plates. I can understand those that are Korean War veterans, prisoners of war, and Vietnam veterans. We will die off, and the plates will be eliminated at that time, I should think. However, I think while we're living, we should be able to keep the plates. Let me give you an example of something that happened. We have a Pearl Harbor survivor that had Pearl Harbor survivor plates on his vehicle. While visiting Arizona, they were stolen. He came back and asked for a reissue of the plates. The department told him, no, they're gone. Somebody, somewhere, found out, and he got his plates in 7 days. It's all done by computer. The plate was made in 7 days, and he got his plate. But how do we tell these people, no, you don't write a plate? Online, on page 3, it talks about registration plates will be issued without fee. We'd like to see an additional line put in there that Purple Heart plates and XPOW plates be issued in on an initial basis. We pay for the first initial cost of them, and then after that, that be for the life of the veteran. The youngest POW in Oregon is over 70 years of age at the present time. Purple Heart, we have wounded veterans coming all the time back. I think they deserve a break. Another question I have with the lady from Department of Transportation is a $10,000 startup cost for plates. I don't know where that cost comes from, but if you can make a plate in 1 week, I think the $10,000 cost is more of a barrier for veterans to get a veteran's plate than it is actual cost. I may be wrong, but we'd like to see that $10,000 cost be lowered so it's in a reasonable figure so we can start up plates when required. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Thanks, Matt. Questions? No. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Andrea, are you back there?
It's Friday. Chair Gilman, members of the committee, Andrea Meyer, legislative director for the ACLU. We are here today also to oppose House Bill 2887. Not the concept, not the principle behind in terms of supporting our troops, but indeed to be consistent in our position, which is that this is not a license plate that's a veteran's plate. It's a promotion of more of a political speech right now. You know, I'm pleased to say that I think the discussion and dialogue with these later wars that we've had as opposed to the Vietnam War is that we should support our troops, and I think most people say that. But you also see stickers that say, support our troops, bring them home, support our troops, right, and oppose the war, or just simply support our troops, because each type of sticker, each different statement, has a different meaning to people and has a different message that they're trying to convey. And you are only opening it up to a particular viewpoint here, which again runs afoul, we believe, of the Constitution with the same problems that were in the Choose Life. Again, this isn't a veteran plate, but this is indeed for those who aren't simply veterans, those who have just returned from the war, but any and all of us. And as such, you would need to open it to all the permeations of the type of speech around this very politicized war, because it has been politicized, as well as the deep sentiments and feelings underlying just our support for our troops. That runs through every side of the dynamic, but you know, there might be those, unfortunately, who would want a plate that says oppose our troops as a way to communicate that they want the troops back home. So with that said, we do oppose House Bill 2887 and encourage you not to move it out today. But I am pleased to say to all of you, as you all see, we have many stickers that people are communicating just that sentiment on their cars and all over. So.
Thank you, Andrew. Questions?
No.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Andrew, you'll have to forgive me, but you knew I had to.
No, I wasn't. But
can you tell me what the mission statement of the ACLU is?
Chair Gilman, Representative Brun, I don't have the full text of our mission statement,
roughly. But
it is to support the Bill of Rights and the freedoms contained therein, including, if you're going to, free speech. It's to promote the constitutional protections particularly delineated in the Bill of Rights, both within Oregon. It would be both the federal Bill of Rights and the Oregon equivalent.
Mr. Chair, follow up. I appreciate
and
that.
I
know it's longer than that. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is ACLU is here, in their impression, to protect the Constitution, most specifically the Bill of Rights. And I would only argue, Mr. Chair, the luxury we have to defend those are because of our troops.
Chair Gilman and Representative Brennan, and hopefully all of you who are doing your work here, too, today to make this country a better place. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Robin.
Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Robin Freeman, Oregon Department of Transportation. I do have some duplication in my testimony because these are all specialty plates that we're going to be hearing, so I will skip parts of it, try to give you the pertinent information. The introduction, I think, is pertinent, so I'll start with that. House Bill 2887 establishes a new specialty registration plate called the Support Our Troops Registration Plate. The bill appropriates money from the Transportation Operating Fund, or TOF, to pay for plate design and startup costs. A surcharge will be collected for each plate issued, except for veterans. The surcharge fee for veterans will be covered out of the TOF. Proceeds from the plate are directed to the Oregon War Veterans Fund after the TOF is reimbursed for startup costs. House Bill 2887 also allows disabled veterans to receive permanent disabled veteran registration and plates for free. The bill requires the department to add an American flag to the disabled veteran plate. The bill also allows a disabled veteran to exchange their current disabled veteran plate with the new plate containing the flag for free. I won't go into the explanation of the specialty plate program. When I prepared my testimony, I didn't realize we'd be having plate day, so if you'll bear with me, I'll skip ahead to the plate itself and what the bill does, or the bill itself and what it does. The bill requires the department to offer four specialty plates. The Support Our Troops plate will have their own unique configuration and be available as custom plates. These plates will be issued to passenger vehicles only. DMV will work with the graphic artist to design the new plate. Startup costs include design of the plate, production setup costs, and computer programming to add the new plate to the DMV system. The TOF will appropriate $121,021 to the department to pay these startup costs, since these costs cannot be paid for out of highway funds. Once the plates are available, DMV will collect a $120 surcharge fee for an initial four-year registration, a $60 surcharge fee for a two-year registration. A $60 surcharge fee is also required at each registration renewal. The surcharge fees will be held in an account until enough fees have been collected to repay the TOF appropriation. All remaining fees collected will be transferred to the Oregon War Veterans Fund. Because veterans are exempt from paying the surcharge, they will be required to show proof of military service to have the TOF cover the surcharge. An indicator will be added to the veteran's record so proof does not have to be presented again. The TOF will not be reimbursed for money used to pay surcharge fees for veterans. The bill allows qualifying veterans to receive disabled veteran registration and plates for free. The registration is permanent. The bill requires DMV to place an American flag on the existing disabled veteran plate. The bill also allows veterans who currently have a disabled veteran plate to exchange their plate with a new plate. The cost, again, to manufacture new plates will be paid for by the highway fund. Because of the length of time to design, the support our troops played in complete computer programming, the plates will not be available until January 1, 2007. DMV will need to sell approximately 2,000 plates to collect enough surcharge fees to repay the TOF, which could take approximately 4 months. The Transportation Operating Fund will be required to pay the surcharge fees for veterans on an ongoing basis without any form of reimbursement. It is unknown what impact this will have on the TOF or how well funded the TOF may be in the future. I might add here that currently 15% of our population are veterans, and that's approximately, I think, 388,000 folks. Of those, 9% are disabled veterans. DMV has not been responsible for the design of specialty plates. The group requesting the new specialty plates has been responsible for determining the design of the plate, with DMV having final approval. DMV works with law enforcement to ensure the readability of the final plate design. I'd be happy to take any questions.
Representative Hunt.
I think, Mr. Chair, this answer will probably apply to this and the next two bills at least, and maybe the last one. I realize you're talking about the need to sell approximately 2,000 plates to connect enough fees to repay for the cost. Where do you come up with the number of months that will take?
On each of the plates, we've based our assumptions on another of the specialty plates that we've sold, and I believe this one we've used the salmon plate for our assumptions because it was issued in the same manner. The fees were payable at renewal and issuance. Based on the amount of the surcharge was similar, so we were able to. That's basically what we had to work with, and that's about how long it took for. We use those types of assumptions to figure out how long it would take to get the plate up and running in production, and also how many we would have to sell in the time frame. So that's where our basis comes from.
No questions over there. No more here.
Thank you,
Marvin. Anyone else to testify on 2887? Close the hearing on 2887.
In the back, raised his hand.
If it's still open, I do want to testify.
I'll reopen it.
Sorry.
Thank you. Good eyes.
2887.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Mark Luca. I just wanted to add on this bill that on the war memorials. Project that we're working on. We have a work group going to try to get a veterans plate for war memorials, and we'll be looking to potentially do some amendments with the permission of the sponsors and the people who have requested the bill, and that's happening Tuesday. So I did just want to say that ahead of time. The issue that somehow these plates would be a violation of the Constitution of Oregon or federal constitution, I find to be a very specious argument. And the reason being, if we wanted to have a plate, say, to commemorate the civil rights struggle or women's suffrage, first of all, both of those movements were founded on religious principles. But if we wanted to commemorate those historic struggles in a license plate, I think that would be a very appropriate use of the state's resources. Both of those were, in the same sense, a political expression. And I think that we would all agree that they were momentous occasions that had a long and lasting effect. But to somehow suggest that the people that provide us the freedom to people that provide us the freedom to express ourselves in this way are not deserving of or would somehow be in violation of our nation's free speech laws in having a license plate is at best, I think, a vacuous argument, and at worst, it's an offensive argument. And the organization that was represented here today has represented the rights of people to express their views as domestic or international terrorists, as members of the North American Manboy Love Association, which advocates criminal activity. And yet, this...
You want to just cut it off?
Certainly. I'll put a period on the sentence, sir. Okay. And so I would hope that the committee, if this bill is brought up for a work session, would pass out this out for the veterans who I think are deserving of it, and it's a perfectly appropriate piece of legislation. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Questions? No. Thank you very much. Now I'll close the hearing on 2887. And open the hearing on 3013. Jim?
Chair Gilman, this is House Bill 3013.
And find my notes on it.
3013, is that what you said?
This bill requires the Department of Transportation to issue an Oregon Trail registration plate and impose a surcharge on the registration, and the funds that are raised to be transferred to the State Parks and Recreation Department. You have the Dash 1 amendment, which changes the fund location to the Oregon State School for the Deaf, Oregon State School for the Blind, Commission for the Blind, and the Oregon Disabilities Commission.
Okay. Thank you very much. Alan Hartman?
Hi, I'm the conductor of the Bill 3013, and I am Martel Radford. And I don't know all the formalities here, but I don't know. I just want to know if you were interested in my pass one out, or just need to see what this is, what we're talking about. And I should. Thank you. So anyhow, for the record, Mr. Chairman, representatives, I'm Martel Radford. And this is the design that we're talking about. And I don't know, do you have some copies? Would you like to have one? Or I don't know what the... Are you familiar with it? That's good enough. That's all I need to know. Okay, so anyhow, I'm the conductor of this bill, and trying to get it reinstated as the Oregon Trail Plate. And that's basically all I have to say, is other than I'm the conductor, and my mother did the design work for it. And the last part of it is the money is to go to the State School for the Blind, and the State School for the Deaf, and the Oregon Commission for the Blind, and the Oregon Commission for the Disabled. And that's it. Any questions?
Yeah.
For Mr. Mustache?
Any questions? I guess not.
Okay, well, thank you.
Robin, do you mind waiting for a minute? I want to temporarily close this hearing and open the hearing on 2887 again and ask Representative Boquist to come up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize. We're in the middle of tax issues down the hall here. My mind's spinning about 3,000 miles per hour. Mr. Chair, for the record, I am Brian Boquist from House District 23, and I feel kind of funny here because almost every member sitting in front of me sits on one of my other... You don't look like her. I'm here on behalf of Representative Nelson, since I sit on the Veterans Committee. No other particular reason. That House Bill 2887, which was brought forth to you, was an issue that came up early in the session. I think if you recall, there were some issues about vehicles that were in the state motor pool that showed, you know, support their troops signs, and they were kind of... There was a university president who said that wasn't appropriate. And so I believe at that time, and I'm speaking from discussions with my own committee chair on this and simply rely on this, she came up with the idea of creating a license plate that said support your troops on it. And her intent, of course, that is to be able to have individuals purchase a license plate under the existing programs. Of course, it's in the bill. And then... of course, show support for our various citizen soldiers and veterans and things that are out there. As I said, I'm only here on her behalf expressing that. I do know that there is, you know, obviously a fiscal involved in this. I know that if it's anything else, and I've been in your committee hearing several times before to listen to the same, that I am sure there are various agencies that would not be in favor of this. But I would ask you, in light of the present situation where we have nearly 4,000 citizen soldiers that have been out, we have over 370,000 veterans in the state. I think you have some committee members here that can testify to that, since they're on my committee, that you at least give it due consideration and look at the option of providing a license plate, and of course there's a fee in here, which would hopefully cover the cost, that would show support for our veterans. Now, I'm not an expert on the bill, but I'd be happy to entertain questions. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. And I am sure, recognizing the people up here, they can speak to this better than I. And I'll go back to taxes.
Thanks. We'll close 2887 again and reopen 13. And Robin, do you want to talk a little bit about the Oregon Trail plate?
Yes, she is.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Robin Freeman, Oregon Department of Transportation. House Bill 3013, my testimony deals with the bill as it was, as it's written. I didn't address the amendment. 3013 establishes a new specialty registration plate called the Oregon Trail Registration Plate. As currently written, it appropriates money to the general fund from the general fund to the department to pay the plate startup costs. Proceeds from this plate are directed to the State Parks and Rec Department after reimbursement of the appropriation. Reimbursement to the general fund must be made no later than June 30, 2007. And I will try to fast forward through this to only hit the high points. The bill also requires DMV to use the plate design from the previous Oregon Trail commemorative plate established in 1993. The plates will have their own unique configuration and be available as custom plates. Startup costs include production setup costs and computer programming to add the new plate to the DMV system. The general fund will appropriate $80,171 to the department to pay these startup costs, since these costs cannot be paid for out of the highway fund. DMV will collect a $20 surcharge fee when the plates are initially issued, regardless of whether the registration is a four-year or a two-year registration. There are no surcharge fees collected at registration renewal on this particular plate. Because the department does not have to create a new plate design, the plates would be available January 1, 2006. Thank you. I'll take questions.
Thank you. Questions?
Thank you.
Anyone else testify on 3013?
Yeah, Chair Gilman and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Alan Hagman. I'm a sergeant with the Oregon State Police, and I have brief testimony. I'm not even going to read it because I think in earlier testimony, Robin hit on our high point, and that's that the purpose of a plate is simply to identify the vehicle. The police use license plates for that purpose. The Oregon State Police last year received about 38,000 driving complaints, and it's really important to us in responding to these that we have descriptions of the plates. The more that are out there, the more confusing it gets for the public as well as for us. And so I guess we just urge you to kind of keep the shoulder against the door on the proliferation of plates. That's all I have, but I'd be happy to take any questions.
And does this testimony pretty much apply to all the plate?
It would, yes. It's yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Questions? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, just along the lines of Chair Gilman's last comment, I mean, this one prescribes a specific design that would be significantly different from our current plates. In terms of some of the other plates that we have heard or may hear, don't you believe that a design could be achieved that would be largely consistent with our current plate, but just slightly different in terms of the identification of the plate as an Oregon plate?
Now, Chair Gilman, Representative Hunt, I mean, I need to see the plate to really, and the finished product to really be able to respond to that. But I guess what my position is that the more kinds of plates, the more styles of plates that are out there, the more confusing it becomes.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the questions. All right. Anyone else for 3013?
public hearing on 3013. Open the public hearing on 3116. Jim?
Mr. Chairman and committee members, House Bill 3116 creates a special registration plate recognizing children, imposes a $10 surcharge for the specialty plate, directs monies from the surcharge on the special registration plate be transferred to the state school fund. It appropriates to the Department of Transportation funds for the purpose of initiating the children registration plate program, and it authorizes the department to offer four specialty plates at one time.
Thank you. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Representative Dave Hunt from Clackamas County. I think maybe it's instructive that this one just happens to numerically come last on our list, because I think it, if we look at all the issues, even including the current three plates that we have, all the others that have been proposed, I'm not a big fan of proliferation of lots of additional plates. I think, though, if we're going to start setting priorities of which ones we should make sure we consider, I think all of us and all 60 members of the legislature would say that our kids and education is our first priority, especially looking at the challenges of this session and probably every session for a long period of time to come. We're going to have challenges allocating adequate resources to this state school fund. The resources from this license plate would go entirely to the state school fund to fund education in Oregon. This, I think, is one of the few ways that I can think of, maybe the only way, as a state that we can take action that will allocate more money to the state school fund without requiring us to take one general fund dollar from another program or increase taxes by $1. Because of the voluntary nature of this, and frankly because of the high demand for quality education, the high support for kids across, again, not just across the legislature, but across our state, my sense, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, is that this would be a very popular plate that would have wide usership, if that's a word, and generate a significant amount of money for the state school fund. Certainly, this in and of itself is not going to solve our education funding problems, but I think this may be one of the few things that we can do to really put children first. I think that the testimony given on the previous bill related to making sure that we don't come up with wildly different designs of plates is a very legitimate concern, and I am confident that this plate, that the department, this doesn't prescribe a specific design unlike the previous bill we heard. This allows the department to design something which could be very similar to the current plate, but which would have a special focus on kids in some way on part of that plate. And again, by people voluntarily paying the higher fees would generate a significant amount of money for our kids and for schools. As we were looking earlier at the money that's been generated by some of the other plates, I thought it was particularly instructive that the Crater Lake plate in just less than 3 years has generated over $1 million. And my sense is that if you look at the priorities that Oregonians place, I think there are a lot of people out there who would place children and kids as a higher priority than Crater Lake. I could be wrong, nothing against Crater Lake, but I think this just could be one of the things, as we're really trying to set priorities and look for new creative ways of generating revenue for our state, I think this is right up that alley.
I want to point out to you, representatives, that Crater Lake is in my district. Mr. Chair.
Questions?
Well, I just had an idea, and I'm not even sure what all the startup costs entail, but $100,000 per type of plate and everything. Couldn't there be, you know how whatever the sticker is made up, the year sticker, the expiration, that thing, if you stick that on, it's hard to get it off again. So why couldn't they develop a sticker made out of that stuff for each of these specialty plates and put it on the tree plate or a plate that has a flat place for them to stick it, like the Smokey Bear design has it, just the tree plate with a Smokey Bear, and have like a little happy face or something for a kid, and have the veterans or whatever it is that they want of the people's idea, that it would just go in that spot, and then you wouldn't have to redesign the hard plate, and people could then, like a duck stamp, doesn't matter how little and simple it is, it costs a lot of money, and they could just pay for that sticker and put it on the plate, and then it wouldn't compromise the overall design idea of the Oregon plate that the trooper was talking about, and it would just have this little sticker. I don't know, that's just an idea. I was wondering why we couldn't do something like that that would probably be cheaper than retooling the, I mean, I don't know how they do, they stamp those things. I don't know how they make them, but...
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Representative Boone, that's probably a better question for Robin, but if it was something that would be attractive to people, that would encourage them to purchase it, and if it generated additional resources for schools, I'd have no objection to that at all.
Well, I think, follow up, sir.
Sure.
I think it's what I'm hearing today is people who are bringing these forward, their idea is their passion, and I don't think that it's, I mean, sure, they'd want an attractive sticker, something that looks good to them, but I think the point of it is that it makes a statement, and it's beyond a bumper sticker, but it's kind of like that. I mean, Smokey, you don't have to say a word about it. You just put his picture there. Everybody knows what he's all about. And I don't know what you'd do for a kid, but... And then the troopers issue of having it recognizable, it would really be pretty much the same as it is now.
Further questions? Okay. Thank you. Robin.
Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the committee. Robin Freeman, Oregon Department of Transportation. I'll get really quick on this. Impacts to the department. The general fund will appropriate $137,480 to the department to pay the startup costs, since these costs cannot be paid for out of the highway fund. Once the plates are available, DMV will collect an $80 surcharge fee for an initial four-year registration or a $40 surcharge fee for a two-year registration. A $40 surcharge fee is also required at each registration renewal. All remaining fees collected will be transferred to the state school fund. DMV will need to sell approximately 3,000 plates to collect enough surcharge fees to repay the general fund, which could take at least 9 months. Based on past sales of other specialty plates, it is unlikely that enough money will be collected to completely pay back the general fund by June 30, 2007 on this one particular plate. And I might say that in addition, just as a response to Representative Hunt's comments about Crater Lake and how well it's done, we have noticed that Crater Lake has a one-time fee. It's at issuance. It's the first time you buy it, and that has made it, the department feels, more popular because it's affordable. I think sometimes these plates just get incredibly expensive for people, and so Oregonians tend to pay less for license plates. So if they have options that are not necessarily, if they can support their passion and not necessarily have to pay, they seem to have a threshold, and that's why our tree plate does well, and Crater Lake has done fairly well in some of the other low cost plates. I just add that. I'll take any questions.
Questions?
Well,
Representative Hunt.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Why, Robin, on this one, the differential of 3,000 plates instead of 2,000 in terms of the break-even?
I knew you were going to. Chair Gilman, Representative Hunt, I knew you were going to ask it as I was reading that, and I was thinking, why is this different? And I will try to tell you that in a moment. I believe it has something. It does have something to do with the graphic artist, the design work, and it's going to take 30 hours to create the design. And I believe that added some different cost to this than the other two plates had. I think I'm going to have to do a little bit of research for you to verify that, because I know the other plates also had work with graphic artists. So I know it's tied to that. But if you'd give me a little bit of time, I'll verify that for you.
Okay.
That was my question. Oh. Why the cost differential? Okay. Because it's similar place.
You think they're all close? Thank you. I think that's it, Robin.
Thank you.
Anyone else testify on 3116? Close the hearing on 3116 and say congratulations. We made it through the plate bills. For those of you that are wondering, we'll maybe bring one or so of these back next week and run it out to the floor. But we have to talk among yourselves a little bit, and it'll be public if there's more than three of us there. Anything else to come before the meeting?
I just wanted to mention that Patrick wasn't feeling very well, so I...
Oh, okay, that's where you killed him.
He was kind of... Are you kind of roaming around? We told him... I don't know if these bills... I don't know what it was.
Oh, maybe. And on Monday, we're going to run quite a few bills out. There's several on the list for work session. I'd appreciate it because I'm not going to have time to go around to each of you and check yes or no. If you're a no on the end, would you come see me?
So just look, check our schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Let's see what Monday says.
The meeting is adjourned.